Christy Spooner is chair of the group Healthy and Productive North Dakota, one group opposed to Measure 3. She says states like Colorado have reported issues like increased substance abuse, addiction, impaired driving, and other complications since legalizing marijuana for recreational use.
States have not only dealt with these issues and substance use disorders, but also increases on the black market and increased positive drug testing in the workplace. And unlike other states, this law doesn't have any limits on how much marijuana people can possess. This will be the most liberal recreational marijuana law in the nation.
Luke Neferitos is with SAM, or Smart Approaches to Marijuana. He joined Spooner at a community meeting about Measure 3. He says unlike Colorado's law, North Dakota's proposal has no tax written into it, so no state revenues would be collected. He says Colorado is also the number one exporter of black market marijuana. He says illegal grow operations, cartels, and other organizations have come in to export it to other states. He says right now it's too early to know the full impact that legal marijuana has on a state, so for now, it's smart to wait.
I wish we could have gone back with hindsight on tobacco and done it this way with tobacco, because now we have 100 years of tobacco where millions of people are dying every day, either directly or indirectly from tobacco use. And you have this issue where this industry was able to metastasize, commercialize, sell its products everywhere and get people hooked. And we weren't doing things based on the science with tobacco. So it took us a long time to get them wrangled back into gear, and we're still facing the consequences. So we really need to look at tobacco and then not repeat the same mistakes again with marijuana.
Proponents of Measure 3 attended the meeting, including Austin Noyes. He says a lot of the research into recreational marijuana can be cherry-picked to support either side, but personally, he thinks more research supports his view.
I'd be very curious to know from the against side what they say about, like, I think one of the alarming statistics is that, I mean, we're 47th in the nation in cannabis usage, and we're second in the nation in arrests. I fully support decriminalization as well, but I mean, how long would it take to get the Republican legislature to have, and being a conservative myself, even recognizing that, how long until we can have that conversation with them? I think Measure 3 gets it done far more effectively.
Andrea Olson agrees. She says, contrary to Spooner's opinion of the bill being liberal, it's actually very conservative, as it contains much fewer regulations. She says the state is currently wasting money by incarcerating people for marijuana possession, and many are frustrated.
I personally am tired of paying for it. We have 180 people right now that are incarcerated in North Dakota for marijuana-related offenses. We spend an average of $72,000 on each of those inmates. That's $36 million a year that we could be spending on education, that we could be spending on veterans. Part of my work is working with homeless veterans, and I want folks to be able to have access to recreational marijuana. The legislature annihilated what the voters passed. What, we have 63% of people that wanted medicinal marijuana? They annihilated it at the legislative level, and they screwed people over, and this is why people are supporting Measure 3.
Spooner says some marijuana-infused edibles are marketed toward children, but both Olson and Noyes agree that, quote, no one wants kids smoking weed. For Prairie Public, I'm Danielle Webster.